Lesson 13, Apologies and Excuses, Key Sentences, 227. I'm so sorry.
228. I'm terribly, awfully, extremely, ever so, very sorry. But I've lost the book you lent me.
229. I'm sorry about what happened yesterday.
230. I'm sorry for being late.
231. I really feel bad about that.
232. You cannot believe how sorry I am.
233. I'm afraid he can't see you. He's engaged the whole day today.
234. I apologize for forgetting to phone you.
235. Please accept my apology.
236. Sorry to disturb you at this time of the day.
237. That's all right.
238. Oh, don't worry about that.
239. Never mind.
240. Think nothing of that.
241. It's nothing to get upset about.
242. It wasn't entirely your fault.
243. I'm not entirely to blame.
244. I didn't mean to, really.
245. It wasn't deliberate.
246. I'm extremely sorry to hear that.
247. I wish I could come, but I really don't feel up to it.
248. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
249. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting.
250. I was held up by a traffic jam, and what was worse, I couldn't find your place.
Dialogue A.
I'm terribly sorry for having forgotten about that document. I thought I had everything ready. I hope you will forgive me.
Well, I was a bit upset at first, but it turned out it didn't really matter. The lucky thing is I knew the content of that document.
I should have asked Mr. Cook and checked everything else to make sure before the meeting.
It wasn't entirely your fault. Since Jane was away, you have so much to handle.
That shouldn't be my excuse. There's still much room for improvement in my work.
Anyway, don't let it worry you. Dialogue B.
Good morning, Mr. Hardy. I'm very sorry for being late. It's all right. I'm glad you could come. I was held up by a traffic jam, and what was even worse, I couldn't find your place. You're not entirely to blame. This place is difficult to find. We should have reminded you of that. Actually, I should have thought of the heavy traffic in the rush hour. Well, don't worry. Thank you for your forgiveness. Take a seat and make yourself comfortable. Thanks.
Dialogue C. Hello, Jack. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting.
Not at all. I've been here just about 5 minutes.
Where is David?
He's not here yet.
Do you think he's coming?
I'm sure he'll come, or he'll at least phone to tell us.
Oh, there he is.
I'm very sorry. Julia fainted as I was coming out of the office, so I had to take her to the company clinic.
How is she now?
She's okay. What's wrong with her? I think she's overworked. She has been under much pressure recently.
We'll go and see her when we come back, but we must get moving now or we'll surely be late for the movie.
Oh, good heavens. I've left the tickets in the office.
Oh. Dialogue D. I'm terribly sorry for being late, Bob.
What's up, Kate? You're an hour late.
I couldn't help it. I was late getting off work, and my car broke down on the way here.
Got off working late again?
The office is closed at 6, but today there was a rush. My boss asked me to type some urgent papers.
Why couldn't you put it off till tomorrow? You should have told him that you had an appointment.
Oh, no, he's my boss. Also, because of the car, I was late. It wasn't really my fault, you see.
Don't give it another thought, then. Let's enjoy the beautiful evening. But remember, we must be the boss one day.
Then I'll become your secretary. Dialogue E. It's very strange that I can't find the document I typed on Friday.
Which document?
The work report of our department.
Yesterday, I accidentally got several documents lost when I was using the computer. Your report might be among them. You must forgive me.
It doesn't matter. I'll see if it's in the file box. It should be there. Oh, it's not here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Have you got it printed?
No, but I remember having a backup copy. Would you please hand me that backup disk?
Here you are.
Don't worry, I've got it now. Dialogue F. Hello, this is Mr. Cook's office. Hello, this is Monica Singer. I would like to make an appointment. Will Mr. Cook be free this afternoon? I'm sorry, but he's engaged the whole afternoon. He will have a meeting. What about tomorrow morning? Sorry, that's not possible either. He will meet Mr. Snow from X Company. Tomorrow afternoon he will be free. Could you come at 4 o'clock? I'm afraid not. I'll be seeing a doctor then. Has he an appointment before 4? Let me see. He can see you at 2, but you'll have only half an hour. That'll be okay. I'll come at 2. Thank you very much. It's all right.